When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic, bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You know what I'm thinking about today? I need to adjust my will.
What?
Oh. Wow, that's random.
Dark.
Well, I just know.
I mean, it's good. Yeah. It's good. Sure.
I know I want to be cremated, and right before I die, I need to swallow as many popcorn kernels as possible. I guess I should, like, make sure that's in there. So that I'm, like, filled to the brim.
That would be a very interesting moment for, like, 30 seconds. They're like, what's going on?
That's where my head's at. We'll see if my co-hosts are on my level during What's On Your Mind. Okay. Where we go around the room sharing what we've been thinking about lately, starting with Brooks.
Oh,
Brooke,
man.
What's on your mind?
You know, marriage. Such a journey.
Fine.
I don't know.
Oh, wow. Here comes a sad story. What's happening, Brooke?
My husband and I have very similar toothbrushes, okay? His is black. Mine's gray.
And he has, what an interesting story.
No, listen. He's got, like, intense paranoia of me using his. So, like, over the weekend, we went to his parents' house. He used a totally different bathroom and hid his toothbrush in a cabinet so that I couldn't find it and accidentally use it.
He thinks you're going to, like, go in and look.
You guys mouth kiss each other, right?
We've had two babies together. We've, we've swapped all of the fluids.
But in his defense, brushing off your teeth is gross.
So listen, after 9 hours in the car yesterday getting home, we finally get home, we unpack, we're upstairs, we're tired, I'm brushing my teeth, and he comes in and he goes, "Oh my God." What?
Uh-oh.
He's like, "You're using my toothbrush."
No! Brooke, what have you done?
I didn't mean to. I didn't realize it was his, you know? But it's like after all this effort he puts in, I still accidentally ended up using it.
What did he do?
He threw the tip away. Those tips are so expensive.
Oh,
it's an electric toothbrush.
It's an electric toothbrush.
Oh, it's like a Sonicare.
And the tips themselves are like $15 or $20.
They're expensive,
and don't throw that away. Well, I'll wash it with some soap. I'll run it through the dishwasher.
Wait, no, you can't do that.
Dishwasher?
You have $15.
That is a waste of money.
Oh, gosh. I see his. I'm on his side.
Yeah. Are you guys on his side?
Same. Hashtag Team Michael on that one. Jose, what's on your mind?
All right, well, last weekend I flew to visit my parents. As as per usual, I was flying in first class.
Oh, right. Okay. All right, fancy pants.
So, and I'm only saying that because it's important to the story. So, I'm sitting next to some older guy who I don't know, and halfway through the flight, he calls the flight attendant over and asks for a blanket.
Okay.
And the flight attendant says, "Oh, sir, unfortunately, we don't have any blankets."
Oh, then you're like, "Oh."
And then he goes, "Well, I'm cold. Can you please tell the pilot to turn the heat up for me?"
What?
And I was like, "What?" In my, obviously, I'm not saying anything, but in my head, I'm like, "Bro, what?" That's when I notice he's also holding a handwritten letter from the flight staff. Huh? I kind of get this. I'm a platinum medallion, and when you're like platinum or diamond or fancy,
they write you handwritten letters.
Yeah, you'll get to your seat, and it'll say like, "Thank you for flying with us again today, Miss Brick Fox. We appreciate your loyalty."
God, I usually get spit on and coached
by your husband.
But I'm minding my own business, and then 5 minutes later, I can feel the fan get warm.
What?
I'm not kidding. And it goes from freezing cold to actually like warm and hot. And
wait, they have warm air that they can put into
a
plane?
Yes, they do know, and they can change it. And the flight attendant comes back and goes, "Is that better, sir?"
Whoa.
And he goes, "Much better, thank you." And I'm like, you can change the temperature on a flight? The pilot has control of
that? Dude, I have frozen on every flight I've ever been on.
Yes. I was like, who is this guy?
Did you find out?
No, I didn't. I didn't find out. I just knew the rest of the flight was amazing.
Whoa.
Like the last hour of the flight, and it was warm,
my
but not too warm.
So are they just trying to make us miserable? With
I don't know. If you're a pilot or a flight attendant, text in, because I swear this really happened. I wasn't dreaming.
Alexis, tell us what's been on your mind.
So you guys, I think you know, like a few weeks ago, I noticed the like hubcap on my car was gone, which I learned what that was.
You didn't notice. Someone pointed it out to you.
Yeah, someone did point it out. I thought it was a rim, and then I was corrected. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah,
long story short, been gone for weeks. Fast forward to today. One of our engineers came up to my desk he gave me this.
No.
He bought me a new hubcap.
Wait, are you?
Does that match
kidding?
The type of vehicle
yes!
that you have?
It's my exact one for my car.
The question is, what car did he steal it off of to give it to you?
It looks brand
new. He gave it to me, and he said he was so sick of seeing it in the parking lot every day that he's going to install it himself for me.
And this is our engineer who also owns a Porsche. I think you just got a new sugar daddy.
I think don't you just clip it in?
I don't know. He said he'll do it, so I'm not going to bother.
I think it pops on.
That's cool.
Moral of the story, ignore your car problems, and I also have a broken windshield and a broken side mirror if you're listening.
Wow. It won't fix the stuff in the studio, but they'll fix Alexis's car. After the equipment in here is broken, so it's
all right,
good to know.
Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was actually looking at houses over the weekend.
Whoa! Hey, look at you,
like to
buddy.
Buy or just to drive by?
Not necessarily.
Or to rob? Like, are you
just casing houses
nice
over the weekend? But at one place, I'm walking around inside, and
this is an open house.
It's an open house.
Okay. Yeah,
the realtor lady stops me and goes, "Hey, can I give you some advice?"
Ooh.
What? I was like, "Yeah."
Advice.
And she goes, "Instead of just walking around, you should sit down in a chair for a while."
Oh, that's good advice, just to see how the house feels.
Exactly, like, to take the space in. Yeah. They're like, you don't really get to know what it's like to live there unless you actually sit in it.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay, I guess I see what she's saying. So I sit down in the stage chair, and she just is like staring at me, watching me sit.
Are you you're kind of awkward sometimes.
Yeah.
Is it silent?
It is quiet. I'm just trying to feel the vibe of the house, but it's hard when you have somebody watching you feel it.
Yeah.
And so then I just eventually get up and go upstairs, and she follows me upstairs.
Oh, no.
Into the master bedroom.
Wait, did she
and
tell
she's like, "You should try laying on the bed."
No.
Hold on.
So you get the vibe of
this.
The room.
Like, I like where this is going, Jeff.
You can ask me to script down and hop in the shower next.
Yeah.
Like, I guess you're the expert here, so. Okay, I lay down on the bed.
Wait, you listened to her again?
I mean, she clearly has a way.
Is she still in the room?
She was, but then she leaves.
Okay.
But I'm just laying on the bed then, looking up at the ceiling.
Yeah.
And this other couple comes
in.
They see me on the bed.
Wait a
minute. And I'm like, "Hey, you guys should come lay down too to get the vibe."
Nice, Jeff, nice.
I did. And then I didn't realize how weird that sounded, so... They immediately leave.
Good.
The whole property, not just the room.
Yeah.
Like, this place
you probably
is
just ruined the one sale that they
I
were
know.
Gonna make.
This house is claimed.
So
let's get out of here.
Eventually I get up and I go downstairs, and there's this other lady in the kitchen, and she introduces herself as the realtor.
Wait a minute, what?
The other woman? I don't know who she was. Had nothing to do with the open house.
What
just
the
a total
heck?
Rando giving out advice.
What?
So it was a weird thing.
That is so strange.
I feel like you woke up the next morning in the bed like, wait, where am I?
Yeah. Tell us what's on your minds. Text it in 78592. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic, bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.